Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And first of all, thank you to Capital Link for inviting us over here. And we are glad to be here and share basically our view to the market. To the previous remark of Kyriakos, actually, this presentation is going to be actually about supply and demand, pretty much, and some basic data that are happening in the market. What is interesting, we've seen obviously this morning quite a lot of presentation, lots of references to the markets, particularly to the dry bulk market, and that it is actually a little bit in the pickle and in unfavorable position. But we haven't seen many analysis basically on that side. And we just basically look at the basic data really in terms of the dirty market, of the basically dry bulk market and the dirty tanker markets. And the reason why we want to contrast it basically is there is a lot of interest in the industries for those two markets. Obviously, in the dry bulk market, there is lots of people who wants to exit or see opportunities for some basically counter cycle move. And the dirty tanker market, we've seen quite a lot of movements, but we haven't seen actually such a hype that we've seen a few years ago in the dry bulk market. So I'll start just with the general economic observations that were pretty much borrowed from one of our teams in IHS. That's basically our economics teams. And we've seen basically with the recent drop of commodity prices, we've seen obviously shift, change in GDP growth. Obviously countries that are actually quite dependent on exporting of a lot of commodities are in a little bit of trouble. We've seen that basically with the compromised growth in GDP, particularly in Brazil, and due to political issues as well in Russia. What is interesting as well, in 2015, we've seen obviously a massive shift in terms of the Chinese economy. Some people call it slowdown, some people call it restructuring. Obviously, it is a little bit of restructuring going from the perspective of a big commodity user to basically incentivizing their domestic markets. What is the key message from our economist teams is basically that we see a shift basically of about $0.9 to $1.4 trillion from the countries that are actually that are basically exporting commodities to the countries that are importing commodities. Quite interestingly, that's just basically seen itself. Seen good actually benefits in the crude oil market, in demand in the crude oil market. This is just an illustration, basically, to where we've seen the prices in the commodities, basically, from the 1st of January of 2014. And two of the most important ones are obviously crude oil and iron ore. As I said at the beginning, this actually turned out to be completely opposite for the two markets and with the reasons. Very quickly, basically, looking in our database, I'll just basically show you to what happened in 2015. The first graph is basically what's been delivered in 2015 in GT terms. And I'll draw your attention to two sectors, obviously, crude oil market and bulker market. Obviously, bulker market has seen just about 41% of everything that's been delivered in 2015, and the tanker market just seen about 9% of everything that's been delivered. Looking at the shift, basically, on the second one, that's basically the order book, what's happening right now. Considerably, dry bulk market still has quite a lot of order, lots of ships on order, but look at the change in the crude oil market. We see almost 20% of all GT numbers basically on the order book basically in the crude oil market. And this is basically as a consequence of the recent change in the markets, particularly on the crude oil earnings side. So why all this? Why has that happened basically? Very basically, crude oil demand basically was very, very high in the last few years, and we see actually quite a healthy growth. Obviously, the collapse of the crude oil prices was mostly to do with oversupply to the market, particularly basically oversupply that was coming from the shale oil producers in the United States. The United States is obviously pumping just about 10 million barrels a day, something that is our energy teams are predicting to be rebalancing itself towards mid of the year. So if you pay your attention basically on the secondary graph, our energy teams basically reckon that the market will most probably balance itself towards third quarter of 2016. Which actually means that we will see some recovery in the crude oil prices, hopefully through 2016. What does that mean for the crude oil market? Obviously, 2015 was very strong. Reason for very strong year was basically very cheap feedstocks. very cheap crude oil price. There was a massive contango. We've seen lots of people basically stockpiling crude oil. We've seen lots of refineries improving their processing margins. Even European refineries has been struggling for a couple of years and been going into restructuring have seen improved margins, and that actually required quite a lot of demand on the market. Looking into 2016, we still predict that it's going to be an oversupply, but there is a healthy demand, completely opposite to what we see in the dry bulk sector. We think that basically there will be some additional crude oil coming back to the market, particularly Iranian oil. We reckon it's going to be about 0.5 million barrels a day. And there is possibility of some other crude coming to the market, like Libyan crude. So what happened to the basically another side of the sector? So what happened to the supply? So one of the reasons why we had very, very strong freight rates through 2015 was obviously very little additions that we've seen in 2014 and 15. Very opposite to what happened in the dry bulk sector. We haven't seen many new orders in 2013 and prior. Reason for that was obviously that the freight rates were not good at the time and there was no much interest from investors on that side. However, that changed. Obviously, we have at the moment just about 20% of the current size of the fleet on order in a crude oil tanker. That number that number contains the number of Aframaxes / LR2 tankers, but we still think it's a massive number. If you compare that to the dry bulk sector that has just about 16% at the moment of the current size, it is still a considerable number of ships. Reason why I'm saying it is considerable number of ships is basically that if you look at the second graph that basically shows you the age structure of the tanker fleet is very, very young. We've seen recently, actually a couple of years ago, some of the ships that are 15 years old actually going down for demolition. If the market actually turns bad, we can see basically that there is no much room for demolition, although there is some. Good news is obviously that we're having probably adjusted for the order book and adjusted basically for the scheduled order book and for the demolitions, we're probably seeing about 6 to 7% of growth for 2016, which is still not too big. Another thing is basically that we're probably going to see those ships coming in for the second half of the year, which means that for the first half of the year we will probably see quite a good freight returns. For the second half of the year, we reckon that there is going to be downward push on the freight rates, and we reckon that the freight rates are going south. Still, more good news than bad news, basically for the crude oil market. Although there is a big order book, we still think that there is basically very, very healthy demand behind as a fundamental driver. Although China is slowing down, Chinese imports and Chinese demand still constitutes quite a lot, basically, in overall demand. Obviously, OECD countries, Europe and USA are on downturn in terms of the demand, but still overall very healthy demand for the market. We're obviously going to see quite a few of the quite a few barrels coming back online, basically from Iranian, but also possibilities of basically contango widening spread and possibilities of some floating storage happening later this year, if obviously we see economics of contango and economics of freight rates at a sustainable level to work out towards that. So dry bulk carriers, in for the bad news. Very interestingly, basically, on this one, I would like to concentrate on iron ore. When you look at the first graph on iron ore, basically, you can see that China actually imported the record level of iron ore in 2015, completely contrary to basically what the market sentiment was saying. When you look at the graph saying what's happening to Australia and Brazil, we see obviously Australia and Brazil again exporting quite the record levels of iron ore, basically, in China. And reason why we see basically a slowdown in freight rates is basically that the expectations are basically not being lived up to in terms of basically additions to the fleets. So the growth itself is not as big as the growth from 2013 to 2014, and obviously the expectations were much higher into the market. What goes for the iron ore market basically is that the exports from Brazil and Australia are obviously more, they have basically better quality iron ore, and the providers of iron ore basically from Brazil and Australia also are basically at this price structure still making profit. So we can still expect them basically to target Chinese steel mills. What's not going for basically 2016 market is obviously possible consolidation of steel mills in China. A reason why I'm saying that is basically if you take your attention to the second graph, there is obviously steel and iron ore exports coming out of China, and we've seen that basically China in 2015 exported large amount of steel, actually the record amount of steel to the markets, and they've been flooding the steel all over the world. We do expect some of the tariffs, some of the anti-dumping pressures basically coming back to China. We've seen some rumors about basically 5 years plan about restructuring of Chinese steel production. So we still expect basically that this year is not going to be great. We don't expect pretty much any growth in iron ore imports to China because of that. When we turn our attention basically, on coal, there's been basically completely opposite picture with the coal, particularly when it comes to China. When it goes to China, we obviously have had a second consecutive year drop in coal imports. We hoped that actually dry bulk market pretty much hoped that India is going to pick up a majority of that contraction, but they didn't. It was a little bit of a disappointment year from the Indian perspective, from the Indian imports perspective. And we can expect probably for 2016 to be continuation basically of the year of 2014-2015. IHS McCloskey reckons that this contraction is not going to be as bad as 2015. We do expect to see basically lower level of contraction because there is obviously possibility of domestic coal production in China to be consolidated more as it used to be. However, long term, looking into this, Mongolian exports to China are actually favored and are going to be favored, which is actually pushing seaborne imports to China basically out. And we do expect basically seaborne imports to China basically to considerably drop in the future, which should basically translate in quite a lot of pressure on freight rates, particularly for the Panamax sector. Again, looking at the fleets, when you look at the graph, basically, particularly looking at 2014 and 2015, you kind of think like, well, there is no much growth there, and the reason why we don't see that much growth in net levels basically for 2015 is that basically we've seen quite a lot of demolition happening in 2015. We've seen about 30 million deadweight tons removed from the market in 2015. However, order book is still massive. We still have just about 16% of basically dry bulk sector on order. And we have about 83 million deadweight tons basically to be delivered or expected to be delivered 2016. That's basically what our order book says and our raw data. Obviously, in the best of years, dry bulk shipping is pretty much notorious for a large amount of slippages, large amount of cancellations and deliveries, and we definitely don't expect 83 million of these scheduled deliveries to basically be delivered in 2016. What is encouraging is basically that so far we've seen just about 10 million deadweight tons delivered. We've seen about almost 7 million deadweight tons removed from the market, which kind of signals that this year is probably going to be even stronger when it comes to demolitions and removals from the market, which should bring a temporary relief to the market. What is a bad news for the market is actually that the fleets are very, very young. Looking at the Panamax fleet is probably the major fleet that's going to be under lots of pressure this year, particularly looking at the coal trade, coal imports to China, and basically failed expectations of coal imports to India. There is some room for demolition, and we would expect demolition activity to intensify for Panamax sector. However, one of the sectors that basically was earning quite a lot of last year, particularly basically off the back of steel exports out of China, is Supramax and Ultramax sector. And when you look at that basically sector that's been having lots of addition in the last few years, there is almost no room for demolition. That sector is going to be obviously under lots of pressure and intensifies pressure if the steel exports basically from China go down in the future, and obviously with the consolidation and anti-dumping and tariffs basically in place, that may happen as well. So 2016 is basically too far from balance. I wouldn't expect, and I presume no one over here would expect, basically for 2016 for the market to rebalance. And we see some encouraging trends. We see basically some things that are happening, particularly on the demolition side, on the removal side. As I said, when we look at the last year, this time last year, we've seen just about 2 million deadweight tons removed from the market, as opposed to 7 million deadweight tons removed from the market this year. So that can be encouraging. Another thing that can be encouraging, we hear lots of cancellation. We hear basically that there is lots of delays in deliveries. So we're probably going to see basically postponement and redeliveries happening in the market. However, fundamentally, market is basically in oversupply. There is literally no demand basically that is going to drive the market, and basically key commodities like iron ore and coal are basically not expected to grow, which means basically that there is not going to be basically healthy demand for whatever fleet we have right now as active fleet. What may help the market basically in 2016, and we hear the rumors obviously about possible layups, and we read recently in the news that there is inquiries about that, but we still have to see evidence for that, is that we see some kind of consolidated action from the industry, that basically they remove certain amount of tonnage from the market, and the market basically rebalances itself a little bit faster than we can see basically rebalancing in general. So the key message is basically that the dry bulk market is expected to see very, very slow and painful recovery. It's going to be slow year. Some of you may see from the investment perspective basically this as being an opportunity. I guess it's all about the timing of your investment. Crude oil and product markets are obviously having another good year for 2016. We will see how the market dynamics, particularly on the crude oil price, are going to the crude oil price, but also geopolitical basically situation in terms of the supply and demand basically going to pan out for the crude oil tanker market. At the moment, it's good, but there is a large amount of tankers coming in 2016, large amount of tankers coming in 2017, and we know that this dynamics is pretty changeable. And if anything changes, basically fundamentally. We can see basically very painful years for the tanker market as well. So that's pretty much our view on the crude oil and the dry bulk market. I welcome your question and thank you for listening.